With the arrival of 2023, many people resolve to be more dedicated to fitness and nutrition. When getting into fitness, college students often turn to social media as a source. Northwestern sophomore Alexia Cadota Browner said when she first started working out at 12 years old, she got her information from Instagram.
I was always just interested in fitness. So I was following a lot of fitness, I don't want to use the word influencers, but like personal trainers that like post their workouts on Instagram or like fitness related like information accounts.
However, looking back, she noticed getting information from apps like Instagram could be harmful.
But it also gives anyone the platform to be a content creator, which sometimes is good because you want like to be exposed to as many people as you can. But sometimes it's misleading because as a like consumer of that information, you might feel inclined to take advice from someone who's not actually certified.
Cadota Browner says she has tried to curate her following to avoid incorrect and harmful information.
I only followed people who had certifications, whether that was a personal training certification or even for like nutritional advice, I was following registered dietitians.
Registered dietitian Maddie Jankowski of Confluence Counseling agrees and says that you even have to be careful of accounts claiming to be professionals on these apps.
Dietitians, for example, we have a lot of different education background, right? So we have 4 years at a university, we have a year-long internship, soon we'll need a master's degree, where those people, they might be nutritionists, for example. That can kind of just be like a self-proclaimed title, but the general population doesn't know that, right? So they hear nutritionists, think, oh, okay, they're like a nutrition expert, great.
Jankowski says this information coupled with images on social media can be very harmful.
I think the biggest thing to know is if people are striving for something very specific with aesthetic goals and things like that, honestly, like, might not be attainable. And if that is something that is attainable, it might not be good for your body good for your mental health.
Brown University sophomore Oliver Wirth agrees that social media has pushed unrealistic standards online.
Definitely. People look at guys that spend 3-4 hours a day in the gym and are on some sort of drug, and they get this idea that they want to look like that. And then they look at themselves and realize, like, number one, it's going to take you, like, many, many years to get to that. 90% of people probably won't get to that because they don't have the genetics or they're not taking drugs.
Worth says you never know what's going on behind the scenes of a social media post.
Like, just people, there's a lot of people taking like steroids and et cetera and showing their body off online, and kids are like appeal to that and sort of get this unrealistic opinion about bodies. And also a lot of it's like Photoshopped, a lot of it.
These unrealistic standards are then often paired with harmful information about nutrition. Best friends UNC Charlotte sophomore Julian McAuliffe and NC State sophomore Rohan Menon joined the gym together following the pandemic and noticed a trend online of tracking macros or protein.
Yeah, I used to track all my calories and macros. Some people definitely can get too intense with it. I never did because I kind of stopped doing it because I didn't find it to be too beneficial. Because once I track it like 2 times, I know I'm eating the same thing every day, so I don't really have to keep tracking it. But then some people like they get addicted to it. They have to track everything they put in their body, and that's not very good.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a lot of people get like certain like eating disorders from tracking all their calories, and it can be really unhealthy if you don't have like a good grip on what you're doing.
They also noted that the large amount of information online about nutrition can be confusing.
Yeah, definitely don't overcomplicate it. There's like a lot of information out there, and stick to like the basics when you first get into it.
Registered dietitian Megan Anderson agrees and says misinformation around these nutritional practices can cause harm.
Like, from a nutritional perspective, counting what you're eating isn't automatically going to be harmful, but it's still a fixation on like counting things and hitting certain minimums or maximums. It's more about the mental side of it and the emotional side of it and the amount of stress it can cause people.
Anderson's main gym nutritional advice as a registered dietitian:
so making sure you're eating before you're working out, especially if you're working out in the morning. Even if you're going to eat breakfast afterwards, make sure you have something before you work out.
Ultimately, Anderson says it's important to be mindful of the content you consume on these apps.
I think definitely social media can impact disordered eating. I do think it can help, kind of depending on who you're following. I've seen, you know, other dietitians that maybe promote more positive messages around eating.
So if you are a college student looking to get into fitness, be careful with who you follow on social media. Check for dietitian certifications and Instagram bios, and remember that pictures can be Photoshopped. And next time you find yourself mindlessly scrolling, stop and think about what exactly it is you are consuming. From WNUR News, I'm Ellie Stevens.